You want to call Grandma?
No, Grandma.
You want to call Mia?
No, Mia.
You want to call Grandpa?
No, Grandpa.
Hey, who rides a bike? Who rides a bike?
Mia rides a bike.
Yes, your big cousin Mia rides a bike, huh? Your big cousin Mia, you want to get her a helmet for her birthday? You want to get her a helmet?
No.
Jeez, you don't want to get Mia nothing? Why? She's your big cousin.
Hi, this is Peter Ayala, and you're listening to Voices of Berendo. John Gomez and I want to connect our school community together during this time of separation by mixing sound bites and pieces of audio from your voices. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for ways you can contribute your voice and ideas to future episodes.
Approaching the main entrance plaza. At the end of your visit, please return here to take the Mickey and Friends tram back to the parking area.
Once again, folks, please remain seated with the doors closed until this tram makes a full and complete stop, and I'm indicated it is safe to exit to the driver's left-hand side. Exit to the driver's left-hand side only, please.
Minus 15 seconds.
Vehicle supply pressures.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition, lift off.
Center core at deep throttle.
T-plus 33 seconds into flight. Under the power of 5.1 million pounds of thrust, Falcon Heavy is headed to space. We're throttling down at T-plus 40 seconds to prepare for maximum dynamic pressure.
Power and telemetry are nominal.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Ms. Willis. I teach 7th and 8th grade math, and right now during this pandemic, I have been watching Disney movies because in the end, there's a happy ending.
My name is Mrs. Ramos. I teach English. For entertainment during social distancing, I have been reading a lot of poetry, discovering new music, watching episodes of Doomsday Preppers on Netflix, catching up with friends and family, and babysitting a 2-year-old for my sister-in-law periodically. The fact that we're actually social distancing is also a form of entertainment for me because I'm just looking for new ways to stay connected to people and not lose that personal contact.
Hello everyone, this is Cristobal Garcia, math teacher here at Berendo Middle School. And to answer the question, what have I been doing for fun during this social distancing time? Well, I've been spending time with my in-laws, introducing them to the fantastic world of online streaming video services like Netflix. So we've been sharing some time, binging on great shows, and also spending just some time together with them and my wife. So on that note, hope everyone is having a fantastic time and getting a lot of stuff done in terms of their academics. Have a good day.
Hi, my name is Christopher Morales and I'm a 7th grade at Berendo. For fun, I have been playing board games with my sister like Jenga, Uno, Monopoly, Connect Four, Sorry, and Candyland.
Hi, my name is Jesus Negroy, and I teach science and math at Berendo Middle School. Some of the things that I've been doing for fun, to have fun and not get bored during this pandemic, is that I like to go out and kind of like jog, run, walk around my house. And the other thing that I like to do is that whenever I have time, I like to go into the internet and kind of like research or check all the new science advances in technology or science that I can find. I like to document myself in regard of that. Some of the things that I do to actually communicate with my family or some relatives is that I use FaceTime in my phone and once in a while Zoom. I hope that you you're all okay and you have fun. Thank you.
Hey all, this is Miss Alvarez. I'm a teacher here at Barrendo Middle School. During this time, I think it's very important that we all find ways to entertain ourselves. Yes, I've been watching a lot of TV. I've been binging a couple shows, but also one of the things that I love doing is being really creative. Since we can't celebrate birthdays by gathering with friends, I've been making posters and signs for birthday parades for my friends. I've also been doing some baking. I love just looking up recipes and having fun making and decorating delicious desserts. And then finally, also one thing that I love doing is playing board games. So I bought some random games and I play with my family. My favorite so far is Googly Eyes. It's very entertaining. You should try it.
So John, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back, man. Good to hear from you.
So what did you think of those audio messages?
Well, they're great. You know, it looks like people are, you know, settling into this this new form of normalcy. And we're all, you know, connected in very human ways. People are kind of, you know, watching things to keep entertained, playing games, connecting with family. You know, I guess if there's any silver lining in any of this, we're kind of getting the time to connect in ways that we had probably only hoped to do in the past, you know.
You know that other segment, the audio soundscape that I added in the beginning?
Yeah.
It's actually not, I'm not going to take credit for that because it's not an original idea. I was inspired by, and this is going way back, but I took a class back when I was first starting my credential, and I had a professor back then that kind of hammered in this thought into us. It was like, if you want to build empathy for the human spirit, you need to be the fetus. You need to understand what it feels like to kind of be this innocent, helpless thing. And you're hearing the world outside of the womb.
Huh.
So, I kid you not, we went through a few weeks where she, I don't know where she got these recordings, but she had these stack of recordings where, she would just play these, I guess, because a fetus develops acute sound by, it was like 24 weeks or something like that.
It developed acute sound like Gaga Goo Goo, like that kind of cute sound? Sorry, bad joke.
Yeah, exactly.
God, that was bad.
Exactly. No, she had these recordings where I was like, what would it sound like if you were inside a womb and you were listening to traffic, or you were listening to somebody playing a violin, mother singing, father talking, people cleaning. It was really interesting. So anyways, that stuck with me, the whole experience. And then I just thought it'd be kind of cool to put our listeners on a little adventure. Especially when we're going through all these feelings right now.
Yeah. No, I thought it was really cool. You know, again, you and I have talked a little bit about how profound of an experience the auditory experience is, you know, even in something like film, you know, you think it's more of a visual medium. And in fact, you know, it's what you respond to are the auditory cues. And I think what you created was really cool. So I thank you for sharing that.
And I was so happy that we got one of our Barrendo students in one of our audio messages.
Yeah.
One of my Chris Morales, he's so amazing. He's so like he's just such a positive person, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he's always up for anything. Doesn't matter what it is. Oh, new lesson? Awesome. We're going on a field trip. Cool. And then I don't know if you remember, but maybe you missed him, but he walked with us during the strike too. They could have easily sat home, but him, his mom, his little sister showed up with us. They were marching and everything.
Well, yeah, what a sweet kid. Yeah, I vaguely remember that right now. I remember a student being out there with us. I just can't fully remember the face, but wow, what a great kid. You can just hear it in his voice, you know?
We have a special treat for everybody. We have a really, really, really touching interview with Carmen Avendano. So let's take a listen to that. And then I know it's a little longer than our last one, but I really didn't want to cut a lot of this out. Kind of wanted to leave most of it intact because everything she says is pretty on point with, I think, a lot of parents and teachers are feeling right now. And so let's take a listen and then we'll come back and then we can give a few of our thoughts and we'll wrap it up.
Sounds good to me.
Let's start with just your name and then your role at Berendo and how long you've been there.
Do you want me to go by Carmen or Ms. Avendano?
However you want. Carmen Avendano.
Carmen Avendano, special ed teacher, and I have been at Berendo for over 20 years.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love Berendo, so I don't think I'm ever leaving, period.
Can you remember any other weird events that have happened besides what we're going through right now within the 20 plus years that you worked there?
Nothing like this. Definitely, I don't think. Remember? Oh, wait, sorry. Let me take it back. Maybe not comparing to this, but I want to say 9/11, you know.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
I was pregnant. I was 9 months pregnant. It was scary. It was scary going into work and I wake up and I see the news and I see everything that's going on. And obviously in the back of your head, you're thinking like, well, what's going to happen? You know, is it going to happen here? Do I go to work? Do I not go to work?
Since that happened early in the morning or in the middle of the day, mm-hmm. what happened? They sent everybody home or?
No. We went to school. And I know a lot of parents were asking, you know, do we send kids to school? And the school remained closed. A lot of parents did show up and they did pull the kids because I guess whatever they were listening to the news, they kept saying that, you know, it might happen here in LA. So just to be careful. So a lot of parents did come and pick up their kids. So it was scary. And even for the next couple of days, I remember one of my students, I can't remember her name, it'll come to me, but one of my students had been out for a while, and when she came back to school, I had asked her, you know, what happened? Are you okay? Were you not coming because you're scared? And she said, no, miss. She goes, it's because my dad was in the Twin Towers. My dad works. He was like a custodian. So he goes, we hadn't heard from my dad, so we got scared. He goes, but my dad actually... he didn't show up to work that day. He was sick. And he was debating whether he should go to work or not. And he decided to call in sick. So, you know, we were all worried sick that, you know, when we see the images, that broke my heart, you know, because even though it was happening in New York, we had families that were being affected here by that situation. And one of our students. But yeah, luckily her dad wasn't there. So. Yeah, but the kids, school still remained open, you know? So.
How are your kids doing?
Funny you mentioned that because today we went to dinner and I hardly get to have one-on-one time with the kids because we're all together. But Amanda went with me and the first thing I asked her when we got in the car was that, Mommy, how are you feeling? She's like, good. No, I said, how are you really feeling about this whole situation? I'm like, we're going on 2 months. And like, are you feeling like sad? Like, she goes, no. She goes, I feel good. Like, you know, so I have to say that I think I'm very blessed with my kids.
Well, how old are they again?
Amanda is going to be 10 in July. Gati's going to be 14 in June. And Manny's 18. So it's affecting them one way or the other. Amanda, she says she's fine. Gati, last week, same thing, we went to go pick up dinner and she asked, she said, Mom, can we drive by my school? And I said, are you sure you want to do that? She goes, yeah, I want to drive by my school. So I made the turn and I went into the parking lot and I didn't realize how much that was going to affect her because she started crying. And I asked her, I said, what's wrong, Mommy? And she's all like, I miss school. I miss my friends. I miss, and I got emotional. I'm even getting emotional just, you know, because it's like they're, you know, that part, that life, they're little, I don't know, something that they look forward to. My kids love school. So it was something that they always look forward to, going to school. These kids are never absent, you know, and, and it feels like something is just being taken away from them.
I think a lot of kids just love, even our own students love being there because they love interacting and being social and everything.
Right. No, well, you know, it's funny you say that because today with Ms. Nosh, one of the questions she asked was, what do you miss most about Barrendo? And the kids said, we miss going to school and we miss seeing our friends. So, So I think, I think Manny, my oldest, keeps more of his feelings, but obviously he's a senior, so he's missing out on a lot of activities. But he's very close about his feelings. He really won't share. Mm-hmm. But I know that he's upset. He's upset, but he understands why.
You know
what's happening, huh?
All I was going to say is, that made me think of what's been going through my head, because you know how, like, you go through child development classes and things like that? Like, it's like you wish you were back in those days where ignorance was bliss, where you didn't have any understanding of how development, like, affects people, you know? But since you do, you have it on your mind even more being a teacher, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just thinking right now when we take Noah out to in public, it's always in my mind because in the stage of that he's in right now, he's only 2 years old. So in the stage that he's in right now, he's receiving everything from different people through facial expressions, which is a huge thing in child development. You know, like they read people's faces and they read people's like eyes and mouths and everything.
Mm-hmm.
To kind of get a feel of how they're feeling or whatever. And just him seeing, like, I don't know what, you know, I hate just knowing that something's going through his mind, that he's just seeing all these people with different masks or like that part of the face is blocked out. It just reminds me of that. Remember that study? Did you ever go over that study a long time ago where they had like those mothers and they would be with their babies and then they would show no expressions and then they would study what would happen? There's like this study and then the babies would start crying. They would do it very briefly because they didn't want to traumatize the kid. But it's like the baby would be trying to get the mom's attention. And then the mom would be stone-faced and like wouldn't show anything. And then the baby obviously would get traumatized and start crying or whatever, right? But anyways, sorry. That was a long thought, but
yeah, no, that's good. What I'm saying, right? I think I kind of remember that study, but yeah. Very faintly.
It's just weird. What were we going to say about Manny?
No, just that you know, he's kind of, just the whole thing about, you know, being upset and, just everything being taken away from him. I guess he was really looking forward to all these events. He actually joined the senior committee, which was planning, you know, all senior activities. And he's like, you know, everything is like, it's done, Mom. So, like, what, you know? And I think because he knows what he has to do, but like, you know, last week was the first time he ever told me, like, I just feel very unmotivated. See, I'm telling you, I don't know if it was, and I think that's where I, even though I'm feeling unmotivated, even though I'm feeling down, even though I'm feeling sad and emotional, I try to be strong for my kids because I feel like I have to keep it together. Because if I keep it together, then they get to see that. And, well, I need to keep it together, you know, kind of a thing. But last week was the first time that Manny had told me, like, I feel so unmotivated. Like, what's the point, Mom? Like, why do I? He's like, I know I have to do the work. But what's the point? Like, why do I have to do all this? Like, it's either credit or no credit. And I'm just done. I'm just, like, I'm done with this. I just want to move on and, you know, just start the new chapter in my life kind of a thing. But yeah, the same thing.
What was he involved in?
He wasn't really involved in his school, but he is, he's very social. He's liked by all his teachers. He just wanted to do all the
events, right?
He signed up for yearbook. He signed up for like the senior thing. He's involved with little things at school, but yeah. This whole senior event thing he was really looking forward to. He had to apply for it. And so he was very excited when they told him that he was going to be part of this committee. Cause he, I think was it at the end of junior year. So, you know, all this, you know, up until now they had been planning, you know, prom, senior ditch day, the whatever activities they plan it. And then it's
grad night.
It's done. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Grad night and everything. So
I always found it weird that I knew people in high school that had that attitude, like, yeah, grad night, whatever, you know, walking the stage. That's lame. Mm-hmm. But I did everything. And then looking back, I'm like, I'm glad I did, you know?
Right. Well, that's what
all
I'm
those
saying.
Those are memories.
Exactly. And I feel like our kids are getting robbed of those memories. They're not going to have that. You know, they're not going to experience, you know, well, I think we got a bit of good news from his school today where they finally told us when graduation is going to be. However, they were planning like the parade, or they were planning to have like group graduations, you know, so it won't be so crowded. But I guess they just decided to have a virtual graduation ceremony. So it's going to be from home. He's going to receive, you know, they're going to celebrate them. I don't know how, but it's going to be a virtual graduation. But the one thing in big, bold letters, it stated, once it's safe, we will have a graduation for the class of 2020. So that made me feel good, right? Because I think they do need to recognize one way or the other. I mean, they've worked hard. So, So that made me feel good.
Well, has it been difficult juggling that, the being a parent and a teacher?
Yes, because, and I was having that same conversation with Amanda today, because you know what? The older ones, they're very independent. They really don't need my help. Where Amanda, she's a fourth grader and she still needs, you know, a little bit of help. There's some stuff that she doesn't get, but pretty much she's also on her own. She'll try to figure it out before she'll come and bug me. But the one thing I've noticed is that once I log in, like, let's say, for example, from 9 until maybe like 4, you can kind of sort of say I ignore my kids and I feel horrible. And it shouldn't be that way. So now I try to give myself a little break in between my classes, or kind of like I sit down and I'll talk to Amanda and come sit with me and show me what you're working on, or tell me what it is that you need help. Or I'll tell her, you know, during this time to this time, I have windows. So if you need help, come see me.
Well, you have to give yourself that break, because we were feeling the same way, because Zulie and I were trying to juggle me doing my classes, her doing her classes, and then Noah here. And that's just how we felt the first couple of days. We're like ignoring. He doesn't know we're working. He's just happy that we're here. Mm-hmm. And we weren't giving him attention. He was like doing way more screen time than normally does. And we hit the same point you did. We just said, you know what, we'd have to find a balance, and none of this is normal, so we're not going to treat it like it's normal. And you know, you have your priorities and that comes first,
and I think that's and you're first. right and I think that's what it was. I don't know if I want to say that I knew what my priorities are, but I was putting work over my kids. And it's just because, like, you know what?
Trying to do a good job, and you're trying to.
Yeah. Like, you know, it's like, okay, what is that we have to do?
It's not like you were doing it out of.
No, of course not.
It's not like you were like, hey, get it. I'm working here. It's not like you're treating them like that.
It's just
you're trying to do a good job. You're trying to do everything. And
yes.
This comes up all the time. Like, what happened? What was it? Was it last Friday when we did all the different sessions? And then they were trying to do breakout rooms, and then you weren't you weren't even a coordinator or anything. And then all of a sudden it's like there's a click, and it's like, click, Ms. McDonald, can you figure this out, please?
Yeah. Can you click. Do the breakout room?
And then all of a sudden 5 minutes later, it's like, okay, you're here. And then the whole thing's taken over and the screen's like taken over. I'm like, okay, I guess she's doing the breakout rooms. She's doing the breakout rooms. Yeah. She's doing the outline.
Well, it's so funny. It's so funny you say that because I got into that the 30-hour training. Right, I'm taking over Ms. Flores' spot, and I got an email late last night on Wednesday, so I didn't. I missed the first session, but it's so funny because I said, "Oh, thank you, you know, Mr. Hill. Thank you for getting." I goes, "Oh no," he goes, "I kind of did it out of selfishness because I expect you to come back and, you know, be ready to kind of like basically." You know, come and introduce and help us with whatever it is that we have to, you know, we're going to have to do next year. So I was like, okay, yeah, I kind of figured like there was a catch, right? But I mean, I don't mind, you know how I am. And I feel like, you know, like Alvarez says, he goes, you try to be helpful, Carmen, and you put so much in your plate that, you know, sometimes you need to be like, step back and just real, you know, just know when you can't.
Yeah, exactly. And I had to be that way this year. I felt like I was how you're saying. I just told myself I have to find a balance, and I'm taking home too much work, and I need to find some way to make this manageable because, you know, when you get home, you want to spend more time with your family.
Yeah.
And then Alvarez was teasing me all year too because she kept telling me, "Oh my God, here he comes, Zena Yala," and she was like leaving like stickers of like Buddhists and stuff on my desk. And It's tripping me out.
That's funny. But so one of the things that I've done though, because you're talking about getting that balance and giving my kids that time, especially Amanda, the big ones, you know what? They're pretty much they log in by 9 o'clock in the morning. They're logging in. They're doing their work. I don't have to worry about whether they're turning work or not. If they were, you know, in their, I know. I can tell. I know. I trust them. So it's not like if I need to be on top of them. And, you know, once they're done with their work, they'll log in and they'll FaceTime and whatever with their friends. They're socializing. So they're pretty much. But I think Amanda spends more time, obviously, because her other friends don't have phones. So I felt like, yeah, like you were saying, they spend more time on the phone, looking at YouTube, whatever. And so one of the things that I did is kind of like I try to work my schedule out where Monday through Thursday, I've scheduled my Zoom meetings and, you know, I'll be with the teachers that I work with. And then Friday, I kind of have left it open to kind of like, okay, if I need to join a Zoom meeting, but if I don't have to, it's optional. And it's kind of like just working on my catch-up work. But at the same time, it kind of gives me time to spend with her and review the work that she's done for the week. So I'm like, okay, hold on, let's look at this. Or usually she has a project that's due by Friday. And that's the time that we sit down and when we work together and, okay, let's review this. And, you know, so yeah, just trying to give her that one-on-one time.
I'm actually curious on what your kids think about this whole distant learning, doing the Zooms. So if you're able to, if you go through like the different age perspectives.
So doing work online for my two oldest wasn't anything new. You know how we are figure things out and send the tutorials and, you know, just trying to help them how to figure out to do things.
Yeah.
When Kathy and Manny came home and doing their work online was like any other day. Like they didn't have to learn anything new.
Yeah.
Because they had been doing this all this time. So they were like, you know, going into Zoom meetings. Okay, I got it. No big deal. For Amanda, it was different. You know, Amanda joining her first Zoom meeting and even her teacher doing a Zoom meeting and her, you know, all these kids are talking at the same time, you know. You could imagine it was kind of like chaos. And, you know, I wanted to let her teacher know, like, can you just mute everyone?
Exactly. I'm brutal, man. I am. It was like we did a council on Friday and I had two students who were just being jokesters, like not saying anything. One of them was just like hanging there, like holding the. I had like 30 people in the room. Like you guys are holding us up. And then I got to the point where like, all right, are you gonna join us or not? And then I just had to cut them because what am I gonna do? Sit there and hope they say something the whole time?
Right. Yeah. Well, see, with them, it was the opposite. Everybody was talking and everybody was showing their dog and everybody was showing. I'm not kidding you. And there's kids jumping up and down and you know, but so I think for Amanda, the transition has been different And her teacher is great because, yeah, she's just been great. Now it's come to the point where every Monday, first thing in the morning, we get a paper with all the standards she's covering. And then she sends a checklist. So all the assignments that are due each day, it's on this checklist. So it's perfect. So I'll print this out for Amanda. And so Amanda goes by that. All right, I have to do my vocabulary. Check, done. I have to do my reading. Check, done. I have to do this. Check, check. So by the end of the season, you know, once everything has to check, then I'm done. Mm-hmm. But for her, it was more like, yeah, I had to teach her how to go on the, well, not Google Classroom so much. She knew how to do that. But yeah, teaching her how to do a power using the Google Slides. Mm-hmm. Or we learned how to do the Flipgrid, which I'm so happy that my other two were very familiar with that because then they helped us out. Yeah. And yeah, so it, I think having those two and then being familiar with some of the you know, websites and some of the apps that Amanda has to use. And even with me, they're helping me out. And they say, Mom, why don't you do it this way? Or this is the way you do it. So they're being helpful, but that's just because they had been exposed to at their school. So yeah, transition into distant learning, it hasn't...
Are they getting along more, or are they getting on each other's nerves at this point?
No, you know what? They're good. They're good. I'm not going to tell you that there's days that Manny will go in and but you know, they're just, it's a brother sister relationship, you know? I don't think, you know what, throughout the day, because we're busy, Amanda's usually here with me in the living room or outside, you know? Got these pretty much in her room, and Manny's pretty much in his room, and they're doing their work, and we really don't, I guess, kind of like start, if you want to call, sort of hanging out, like until after four when we're all done.
Yeah.
And, you know, we try to make it just like right, like today. And Amanda's the one I will start it. Usually Kathy, Amanda and I can have, you know, dinner together while we're watching TV or whatever. Manny is more of a, well, my sister calls him a hermit. He calls him Hermie, just because he's like, you're like a hermit crab. All you want to do is just stay in your little cave, right? In your little shell. So Amanda will be like the one that will tell him, like, Manny, can you come and have dinner with us? Can you come and sit here with us? So he's like, do I have to? I'm like, it would be nice that we get to spend some time together, at least while we have dinner. So we try to do that. But pretty much they're getting along. I think the girls maybe are becoming a little, I'm not that they were not closer, but, you know, they're hanging out more. But no, that we're still, that's what I told my kids. I said, hey, we're going on 2 months and we've survived. We hadn't, you know, gotten into arguments. Like, we're all cool. We're all happy with each other. You know, it's kind of like.
Honestly, how can I not love, like, having more time with my family, which I love. But the one thing Zillian and I were laughing about is, this has been so horrible with our diet because we just make excuses to like take drives to like pick up snacks. It's like, okay, we're going to go for a drive. Let's go get an ice cream or let's go pick up a donut or something just to like get out of the house. I wish it was different. Like, oh, let's go for a hike or something. But,
yeah, but you know what? Well, for me, it's been the opposite. Maybe the first 2 weeks I was like that, but then you know what? I never worked out because my excuse was I don't have time. You know, I'm at work by this time. I'm leaving around 5. By the time I get home, it's 6. And then I have to do dinner. And then I have to do, I'm tired. So I never had time to work out. And I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, Carmen, you have all the time in the world right now. So what's your excuse?
Yeah. So, are you working out more?
Yes. Except for last week, just because I told you I was in that, I ended up getting a migraine the week, not last week, but the week before that. And I think that kind of threw me off. But I was consistent. I was working out every day, going for walks every day. And then I ended up getting my migraine. And then after that, I don't know, I honestly don't know what triggered me not feeling motivated, just feeling like I don't want to do anything. You know, I would do my work, my job. But then after that, it was like, come lay on the bed and just watch TV. And then, you know, Quiñones and myself, actually, we had made a pact that we were going to keep each other on check and we keep checking in. Hey, I did my workout. I did, I ran so many miles. And so even though I wasn't doing anything last week, she was still checking in with me, you know, and I'm like, great job. Good, you know, and I told her, please get me like get me that motivation. And then we somehow or the other, we started texting with Delery. So Delery, you know, it's on the same where like we need to do something. So I think just having both of them right now, it's helping me, you know, like, okay, we're going for a walk. And so let's, you know, 7:30, we're out the door. And yeah, and I have been working out, but I think this is the most I've ever worked out in since I can't remember. I'll tell you that much. I can't remember the last time I was worked out for a month, you can say. Yeah, you know?
Awesome. Well, it helps when you have other people motivating you and everything.
Mm-hmm. It does. Yeah. It does. So I'm like, no excuses this time around because I have plenty of time. And it makes me feel good. Like that walk in the mornings, that just sets up the rest of my day. It just gives me like energy, you know, a boost of energy, and it makes me feel good. And to end the day, because this is a thing, I log in from 9 and I'm done like around maybe I'm done at 2:45, because that's when my last session finishes. I have a 15-minute break, and then I told you that I tutor, right? I'm tutoring two first graders. Mm-hmm. So I have my tutoring sessions from 3 to 4. So as soon as I'm done with those little girls at 4, I don't even bother to sit down. Because I know that if I sit down or I kind of kick back, I'm going to get lazy. So as soon as I'm done with that, it's like I force myself to work out at 4. And then that's it, and I'm done. You know, like, okay, I'm done. I did my walking. I did my workout. Now I can lounge around. Now I can just sit back in.
We have to we have to do two walks, because if we don't, my son's very active, so we have to burn his energy. Mm-hmm. Like, if we don't, he just goes nuts here. So we have a regular walk in the morning, like around 9. Mm-hmm. And then we have another walk like around, I don't know, like 4. But we have like the little, we have a little kind of like route already set up. So he has like these little things that he likes to see. There's like a tractor that's parked like down the street at this utility center. And then there's some other neighbor has this tortoise that's out in the front yard he needs to look at. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a fountain like a few blocks over that we hit up. It's like trying to make it exciting, you know? Like, okay, hey, we're going to go see the fountain. Right. We're going to go say hi to the tortoise and everything. Mm-hmm. Even though it's the same boring trail we've been doing every day for like 2 months now. That's the thing I miss, is just being able to go places. Like, we would always, you know, you have your routines. I'm sure you had your routines with your kids, right? Like on the weekends and stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Just go hang out at the mall, exactly. Go look for puppies.
Yeah.
You know, we were looking forward to, because I finally was going to go ahead and get the Disney passes for them. And I had just told my kids, you know, okay, I said, we're going to get them in March. And
well, Shanghai opened up.
Yeah, I know. Manny was watching it live yesterday and he's like, it's open. I'm like, okay, well, hopefully we can learn from them and then we'll see what happens here, but we're set. I'm getting my passes.
I know, exactly. That's what Noah keeps asking about that too. Zuli's been explaining to him about everybody's sick, it's closed, and he can really understand, but he's trying.
He's trying. Yeah. I get it.
No, I was gonna ask you that too. Oh, what were we gonna say?
No, just something, because you mentioned something about, you know, enjoying your time with, you know, with the family, that we have the opportunity to spend time with family. And going back to that conversation that I had with Amanda, and I even had it with my son too. I had it with him last week, because as a mother, I told you, I feel like I'm kind of neglecting my kids and putting work ahead of them. And I had a conversation with Manny. I said, I feel like, yes, we're spending more time, but it's not quality time. Mm-hmm. You know, and I told him, because, I mean, you know, we're working and I did sign up for those 30 hours of the extra training. This is the perfect time for me to do my salary point classes, you know, to finally like max out. I don't think I'm ever going to have an opportunity to have as much time as I have right now. So I actually, you know, paid so I can get the extension. And I for one of my classes, I have four classes open, believe it or not. So I paid for one. And so I told him, I said, you know what, I'm going to be very busy and I feel bad and I feel guilty. And he said, Mom, don't feel guilty. Like, I mean, we're still together. He goes, I feel like, where are we going to go right now? Like, we can't go anywhere. We're stuck at home. So get that done right now. Just get it done right now, Mom. Get it done right now that we're stuck at home. And then so when all this is done, you know, done, then you get to spend quality, like really quality time, and we can go wherever you want, and you don't have to worry about all these things that you have to get done. You know, I was like, I like the way you think, Manny. But you know what? And I had that conversation with Amanda, and I said, I feel like, I said, do you think we spend quality time together? And she straight out said, no. She goes, we spend time together, but not quality time. And I said, I agree with you. I said, I feel bad. So I explained to her the same thing as Manny, you know, but like, where she can understand. And she's like, no, that's fine, Mom. You do what you got to do, Mom. So my kids are very understanding.
Is there one thing that you guys do, but like you all share? Like, is there a show or something that?
So yes. So but we can't watch it anymore because they stopped production thanks to this whole situation. So our show to watch together was One Day at a Time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The one on Netflix.
And I think it's because a lot of the things that the family goes through is a lot of the things that we relate, things that we have gone through, you know, just with my own personal situation, you know, kind of a thing. So I think that's why we enjoy watching that together. I mean, some, you know, yesterday, 7 o'clock, the three of us were sitting in the couch, the four of us watching the Disney sing-along. Yeah, we haven't missed those. Yeah. you know, and sometimes we'll be like, okay, let's watch a movie. And what movie do we want to watch? So we'll do things like that. We have a puzzle. We kind of like stopped with the puzzle. Sometimes we'll do kind of board games. We haven't really done board games lately either. Just because I'm so busy and I'm tired and I just want to like, you know, go to bed. But just little things like that. Last Thursday, they were just like, we're bored. They wanted Starbucks. I said, come on, let's go get a Starbucks. And then from then, you know, Kathy's like, I don't want to go home, Mom. I don't want to go home. And I said, okay, where do you guys want to go? They're like, anywhere but not home. And I said, okay. I said, Dogweiler, Redondo Beach. Redondo Beach. So I drove to Redondo Beach. Obviously, it's close, but we were able to see the ocean. So I kind of parked on red, and we were there for like a good 10 minutes, I think. And then we left, and we were just driving around just because, you know, and believe it or not, there was a station, a San Diego station that my car was picking up playing Christmas songs. So here we are in, you know, what was it, May, whatever. And these kids were singing, I mean, loud to Christmas music. And that just made their day, Christmas music.
I don't know. Well, it's some,
I don't like Christmas music. I know, music. But
it's, I think it's, maybe it's just one of those, it's one of those nostalgic things when you're a kid, you know, that's like the best feelings, the best memory. You start thinking about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's funny. They're all singing and I'm like, windows open and everybody's looking at them. Like, what's wrong with these kids?
Well, let me bring this back. I wanted to ask you real quick before we have to go, but I wanted to ask you, what is the one thing that you miss most about being at Brenda?
You guys. And you're going to make me cry right now. I'm not kidding. You are going to make me cry just because I do miss you guys. I miss... Brenda is my second family. And there's not one single person that I cannot think that has been supportive. And I think we all have a special bond. We have a special friendship, you know? That even when you leave, and it's so funny because I have actually, through this, have reconnected with a former Brenda teacher. He left back in 2001, 2002. And that's the one thing he was telling me, like, you know what? There's nothing like Brenda. You know what? He goes, I still feel attached. He was telling me, I still feel attached to Brenda. And there's just something there. You know what? I miss, you know, you coming into my room and we're chit-chatting or whatever, or, you know, me going to give you a hug, you know, and, you know, being outside and just, I miss I miss seeing my friends because you guys are not even my colleagues. I can't say colleagues because I think colleagues sounds like, you're just acquaintances or whatever. No, I miss my friend. I miss my family. I miss my second family. I think I miss the hugging of every morning, you know, when we saw each other and just chit-chatting, you know, me having coffee with Mr. Kai or with Schwartz, you know, and Natalie coming in being her silly self and, right, Mr. Gomez making fun of me like always, you know, and I mean, what can I say? And I have to say, like, I feel like, you know, we are very close. Our department, I think we're very, very, very close. We have a special bond. You know, we're always looking out for each other, making sure that we're okay. And so that's the one thing that I really, really miss from Berendra. I mean, I miss the students too, don't get me wrong, but I really miss you guys. I really do.
When it's all over, there's going to be a time where it brings people closer together, you know?
Appreciate, like you said, we're going to appreciate each other more. Appreciate each other more. And I definitely agree with you on that. So, and we're learning, I think, the same thing with each about, you know, we're learning from each other right now, too. How people deal with certain situations, and you're like, yeah, okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Let's figure this out. Let's take it one step at a time.
Thank you for changing your mind. I appreciate you taking the time. No, I wasn't sure if you were going to be up for recording or not. So I was.
Yeah, I told you I was. I would do it.
at one point, I'm like, oh, you know, she's dealing with so much. I hadn't heard from you in like a week. I was holding on. I'm like, oh man, do I have to come up with a different idea for this? Because I don't know if it's going to happen. And then
last week was, like I said, last week was bad for me. And I shared with the students too, you know, in our check-ins with the students, because I feel like they needed to see that they're not the only ones going. Adults go through it too. We're going through it too. It's not just them. So, I mean, I was honest, and I've always been honest with kids, you know, and I told them, I said, I feel very unmotivated. I don't, you know, it's like I'm here because I look forward, believe it or not, going into the classes and seeing students, because I do miss that student interaction too. And so it's kind of like, but I mean, it was just bad. Like, I can't even explain what I was feeling. All I know is that I just, like,
I was telling you, the only thing that pulled me out of that, because we were in the same headspace, is just by luck, mm-hmm. We were able to kind of get out of LA for a few days. And then just going somewhere new and seeing mm-hmm. something different for a couple of days kind of like helped me kind of mm-hmm. like center myself. And so that was the mm-hmm. only thing that cleared my head, but I was feeling the same way. But like when you, mm-hmm. I was telling Zulia, I'm like, you know, I might have to do something different because I'm not sure if I'm going to hear from her or not. I don't want to keep bugging her. And then seriously, out of the blue, you texted me and I'm like, okay, cool. Now let's do it. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, believe me, it was in my head. I felt very bad because, you know, I told you I was going to help you, but then I just wasn't in the right mindset to, I felt bad. And you know what? And even with my mom, I've been calling her every day. And last week it was like, she was the one calling me and asking me, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. Are you sure you're okay? You know, and I was like, I said, no, not really. I said, I think, you know, and I kind of explained to her what was going on, and, you know, so she spoke to me too. And like I said, I'm lucky I have the friends that I have. I'll just say that, you know, cause yeah, I'm happy. I'm feeling better. I feel like I'm back to myself again, which is good. I didn't like the way I was feeling last week.
Well, we're going to have a repeat. Once this is all over, we'll have a repeat of the last day of the strike, when we we had a good time. I don't know.
We're meant to go celebrate.
It was pretty funny.
I think we can talk that day. I think we can, and I am totally down. I'm like, yes, let's do it. Please, let's do it. It's no fun when you're by yourself and you're, you know, if you can, like, you need friends. So, Yeah, but I totally, yeah, I just want this to be done.
Well, thank you for the,
I don't know.
Thank you for taking the time. I really appreciate it. And
nothing. Thank you.
We're going to talk soon. I don't even.
Yeah. Well, tomorrow we have a department meeting. So. All
right. Have a good night. Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. I think we all can relate to how she's feeling about wanting to go back and see everybody and just get life back to normal.
Yeah, it was, first of all, she's really natural, you know, when she talks. She talks very openly and vulnerably. Look, Carmen Avendano is one of the reasons that I keep going back to Berendo, you know, besides present company. There are so many people over there. When she starts talking about, like, the Berendo family, you know, when I was gone for a few months this year, prior to all this, and then I came back, it was such a good thing to see you guys again. It's just such a...
Hold on. Wait. You know what? Can we re-record that? Do you have a window? What's up with that dude? That
Goddamn dogs.
It's funny how he was waiting for you to say something, though.
Look, Peter, in this let me tell you something about this neighborhood, dude. So I've got this neighbor that has a rooster or two, and the rooster doesn't do what he's supposed to do at 6 a.m. thank God, but instead he does it the rest of the day from like noon till 6 o'clock in the evening. And just when the rooster shuts up, the dogs start, and then just when the dogs stop, the helicopters start back in. Dude, we're amazed. I'm amazed we get clean sound ever.
Wait, I'm sorry to cut you off. What were you saying? Finish your thought on Avendano. You were saying how
just what I was saying is that, you know, so I left Berendo earlier in the year and then I came back. And, you know, obviously I've always been very close to you guys, but coming back just really reinforced to me how much of a family type environment you guys have cultivated over there. And, you know, again, she's just a big reason for that. I'm going to throw in a little inside joke here. I'm glad you kept the entire length of the interview in there and you didn't cut it short.
I was looking for places to trim it down. And then for me, it was a emotional roller coaster a little bit, you know, but in a good way. It was like those things needed to come out. And so as it was going on, I mean, you could hear it towards the end. I was like, oh, you know, it was in the back of my mind. I'm like, it's going a little long. Maybe we should try to figure a way to end it. And then me and her just get talking about something else and we can go on for another 10 minutes. So it was nice.
Yeah. It was a good inside view into her life.
I forgot to ask you, what have you been doing for fun?
You know, probably the thing that's been like dominating my interest is this 10-part series on the Bulls from the 90s. I don't know if I started talking about it last time, but it finished up this last weekend. And of course, you know, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, you know, the whole squad, but it was a really good kind of inside view into the dynamics of that team, you know, and you learn a lot about Michael Jordan and, you know, the competitive drive that basically made him tick. You know what I mean? He is considered the greatest of all time. Mm-hmm. And it was just interesting to see, you know, what compels him. So, I've been, you know, doing that and really keeping busy with all my other jobs. What have you been up to?
You know, what I've been doing is adding a lot of things to my list on Netflix and then not watching them, just like adding them, collecting things. It's like badges. I think I'm just paying monthly for just to collect badges, pretty much Netflix badges. I have a pretty good collection, though. I've got like documentaries I'll never watch, some different like comedies, some throwbacks. You know, like I don't know why I can't get myself to like watch anything. I'll start something and then I get about 5 to 10 minutes in, and then I just start thinking, this is too much of a commitment. Do I really want to make it to the end of the season? What if I get let down?
Well, that, you know, that's a real thing right now, right? You know, like we're in this era of, you know, binge watching and there's so much great television, but we've also been let down. I am not compelled to go on a long journey again unless I know it's going to end well.
Well, this was a nice episode. I'm glad you can join me. I'm going to see what my brain can do for part three, because we're going to wrap it up in part three.
Well, I'm happy to join you. Thank you for having me. And kudos to you for documenting this period in time. I think it's going to be something valuable for all of us.
Thanks for listening to Voices of Arendo. If you have any feedback, suggestions, or ideas related to anything we discussed, shoot us an email at voicesofarendo@gmail.com or visit us at anchor.fm/voicesofarendo. Click the plus sign and leave us an audio message.